Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Pothole Pontifications. I'm your host, Matthew. Here's your host, Drew.
I am not plugged sinuses today.
Yeah, my allergies have been kind of attacking me lately. I've been kicking my butt, but we'll power through. I probably won't do a whole lot of talking, but...
And that's okay, because we have two very special guests.
They will keep you entertained.
You don't even know what's coming for you. Let's start with you, Bryant. What's up?
What's going on? I'm Bryant. Dawson Lesher.
If you want to.
Okay, this is Bryant Lesher. I'm Dawson's brother. Dawson's friend with Drew and Matthew.
Okay. Before we get too crazy, what do you drive?
Ford F-150.
Okay. You can't say that, Matthew.
We can't say that one?
I don't know.
You probably could. Maybe.
Do you have any interesting facts about yourself?
I work for Crossroads. That's pretty cool.
Sponsorship, Matthew? Are you going to say anything about it?
Would you? If they will, please.
Send this to Jeremy.
Yeah, I hope he listens.
But no, I'm Dawson's brother, so...
Yeah, what's up? I'm Brian's brother, like he said. I'm friends with Drew and Matthew. I'm happy to be here.
What do you drive?
I drive an F-150. Do you like Brian? Mine's a little nicer. It's white. It's less old man-ish.
What are you saying about white things?
Nothing. White. I mean, whatever. Don't drive me like that.
I won't. I'm just messing with you.
But, yeah, I work with Drew and I work together at Crossroads, like Brian said. And, yeah.
We are the dream team. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Something like that, yeah.
Speaking of, I was looking at what we're doing next week. Did you see?
Yeah, it looks good.
I am not looking forward to the water drainage.
We had water drainage?
Yeah, it's crawl space.
Yeah, but it was only, it wasn't very much, was it?
It was like 108 feet.
The good thing is, though, it was up north.
Yeah.
So probably nice and sandy.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Last time we did it, it was sandy.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, we'll see.
Should we get started with a... job site story, Dawson?
Yeah. What are you thinking of? We have lots of incidences, you know. I get a little rambunctious. What do you say?
You guys suck. Easy. I never have mistakes at work.
I'm not saying we have mistakes. We just sometimes I think my personality gets the best of me. And
he's gotten a lot better at it, though.
I'm kidding.
Dawson's slowed down, which I can't share too much, but I am definitely going to use part of that as my best man speech for Dawson's wedding. So
you get kind of rammy.
I just at he least gets I'm ambitious. Work, I'm just in a different like headspace. Like mm-hmm. I just kind of head down and I just go and I don't really think about much except for like what we're doing, yeah. I guess. And like Drew knows, like we'll talk about the same like plan four times in a row. Like,
on the way to the job.
Yeah, so like we'll be leaving lunch or something. I'll be like, all right, as soon as we get there, this is what we're going to do. And then like let's leave by this time. I feel like we get more accurate about every time.
We do. We've definitely got better at shooting for times and goals and how it works out.
Yeah. So. Just like, I mean, even just like telling the customer when we'll leave and show up and stuff, we're pretty consistent, I feel like, with our timelines. But
that, and I feel like the customer appreciates how much we share with them. I mean, mm-hmm. not that you overshare, but you do want to make sure you communicate well.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I know exactly the story I want you to tell. This was in Fort Wayne. We had got Jimmy John's that day. We were supposed to jack up this man's mantle with box tubing.
Yeah.
And you seen his, what was it, living room?
Yeah. So, like, I came in when I met the guy for the first time in the morning. So, you, like, walked in his front door.
What did the guy look like? Just describe him.
I guess, how much detail do you want me to go into on this whole story?
You better watch out. You could get yourself into some legal trouble depending on what he looks like.
Just a brief overview of, you know, his appearance.
I guess I'll call her his partner.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
I don't know the marital status, I guess. But she walked out, and she had, like, real short, like, blue hair, you know, black boots. Kind of would give you, like, an emo vibe almost. But it wasn't quite that. And I go in the inside or whatever, and he's, like, real, like, quiet kind of.
Yeah.
Is that what you would say?
Yeah. Real, like, real quiet.
Doesn't come across real –
excited about anything.
Yeah. Anyway, so I walk in his front door, and so like right there they have like a little brick fireplace, like 2 foot tall by like 8 foot wide. Anyway, you put like rocks in it and light it. And anyway, apparently it was like falling down because they had built like a separate foundation for it. Anyway, so I walked in and I turned right coming in, and behind the door to the right, this dude had a round couch with a strip pole right in the middle of it.
Oh, God. It's like a
living room. And anyway, so like you walk past that, and on the kitchen is a next right, and then it drops down into like a smaller like living room, and he had like multiple cameras hanging in the corner. But like not your like, you know, security. These were like gimbaled, like
they were cameras that I can only imagine what they were being used for.
They definitely weren't afraid of somebody breaking in.
Boy. Yeah, I mean, they had that room covered from all angles with video footage.
It was weird.
It was very weird. It was probably one of the weirder jobs we've ever been on.
I would agree. I mean, just with what I saw on there, I don't know.
It's funny for stories, but...
And that's when you guys started wearing gloves.
Oh dude, I...
Definitely. I mean, you don't touch anything without gloves.
To be honest, I think that's most jobs.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, crawl spaces are pretty gross. Yeah.
Good thing for Matthew, because you do a lot of new construction.
Oh, yeah.
So most of what you're touching is... I mean... What? The wood might get muddy, and that's way better than
dirt. Is not. I don't care about dirt. I'm much more worried about people germs than I am.
Yeah,
like that's why I don't think I could ever do like plumbing. I could do new construction plumbing, but old construction and tearing out sewage pipes and stuff, that just sounds awful.
Actually, funny you mention that. I had a job. This was when Dawson and I split up for the winter. It's the biggest heartbreak of the year.
What happened?
So I was having Francisco, the old Francisco, work with me, and I had to put C-channel because there wasn't enough room for I-beam.
Gotcha.
I had to crawl over a sewer pipe under a shower, and this lady was like 80 or so.
Crap.
Anyways, I didn't realize that day I had jarred the pipe loose, and the next morning I had to crawl back in there to finish jacking up the C-channel. And she had just taken a shower. It was disgusting. Like,
no. It all ran on the plastic, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to crawl over it. Thankfully, I had a Tyvek suit on. But there's only so much that the Tyvek suit will stop from.
It's water resistant for 15 minutes.
I mean, it was gross.
At least it's from the shower, not like that's the toilet. If you knocked it loose from the toilet, I would have went home and cried.
Yeah.
The toilet ran into the shower line. No. So.
But yeah, I thought you disconnected it right underneath it pulled, the shower.
So it had like a 2-foot drop down to PVC, and then it had a security T, or what do you call it?
That's right.
Sure. And the security T ran from the toilet into that 2-foot pipe and dropped down.
Was it facing the wrong way then? So like the toilet ran down, the security T, like it would have ran up into the shower then.
No, so the security T, the T was like normal. I mean, it ran from the toilet, ran down an elbow and then into the T and then dropped down.
Yep.
And then the shower was just straight down.
I see. Yeah.
And that was gross. I mean, that was one of the worst that I've ever had to do, crawling over.
That's...
So...
Yeah. We don't honestly get into that much wetness as much as some of the other guys do, but we just get short stuff.
Yeah.
Real shallow.
Yeah. The shallow stuff I can deal with, honestly.
Yeah, it's not... It's just when it's dusty.
The dust is what gets you.
I'd rather be a little muddy than... dust, because dude, it goes everywhere.
Yeah, especially with suits on.
Oh yeah,
it's not bad with the mud.
No,
relatively speaking. I mean, if you're actually swimming in the mud, it sucks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
So Dawson, you're getting married here. What is it? 13 days? 14 days?
15, I think.
No, because last time I asked you, it was 16.
Yeah, which one?
It's 14.
Is it 14?
Because it's a Sunday. 15. Yeah, it's the next Sunday. Yeah. It's 2 Sundays from now.
2 weeks to the day.
That's crazy.
How you feeling?
Really good. I'm excited. We're excited.
That's good.
I moved in partially today.
Really?
Everything but my clothes. Like, I brought all my shoes, like, everything but my actual clothes and a couple pairs of shoes, I got it all moved in, so.
Is that pretty hard?
No, I got it in one truckload. I haven't been alive long enough to. I mean, if you brought all your furniture,
it doesn't take men that long to pack clothes.
No, it doesn't. If you brought all of your furniture, I think it would take.
Yeah, but you have no furniture.
But the thing is, I'm not even taking it because we got new stuff because, I mean, like, both of our beds are real small.
So you're leaving it at your parents'
house? Yeah, I think Brian or Cameron will end up getting it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, the only real piece of furniture that I had to move was my gun safe.
Yeah.
But we'll probably do that later. I don't know.
What do you feel? How do you feel about it, Brian?
I'm getting a new room out of it, so.
Yeah, you're happy about it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's good for me. I don't really care. I'm kind of excited, not even lie.
Okay, be honest. How butthurt are you that you're not the best man?
I'm not. I knew.
Really?
I knew I wasn't.
Everybody knew it was going to be Drew.
Yeah.
Not every. I didn't know it until.
Oh,
like,
I knew it.
Until Dawson officially asked me, which I don't think he technically ever officially asked me. We just kind of knew.
Exactly.
I didn't really.
I don't remember.
I do feel bad.
I feel like we always talked about it on the job, and so it's just kind of like
kind of the given. Yeah.
Yeah. Which it worked out.
No, for sure. It definitely did.
I'm excited.
I feel like I did ask you.
I think you guys should argue a little more about it.
Honestly, yeah. I was thinking about it wrong. We went to, what was it? We went and like got supper or something.
Yeah, but you and I went out to eat, specifically.
Was that the week before?
So I asked all of you guys, like
Matthew
Parker.
Ask me formally.
He asked you at home.
Dude, that's I walked valid. Down to the basement. He's like, hey, Brian, you want to be my groomsman? And then I was like, sure, and I walked away.
Technically, he didn't ask me formally either. I mean, it was at Parker's birthday party.
Well,
so.
It was just, it worked out. Like, we were all together. I don't feel like, I mean, dude,
I don't care.
I could have made everyone goodie baskets.
No, are you kidding? We're men. We don't need that.
I don't, yeah.
I just cry at home at night every, because you didn't ask me. Give me something special to remember about.
It's going to sound so terrible.
it just worked out. We were all there together, and it's rare that we all just... Yeah. Especially now, get together for nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And says whatever.
And it's hard for everybody to get together now.
Well, yeah.
Especially through the summer.
And Wade has a rough work schedule, so that makes it even harder, too.
Yeah. But. I agree. I don't know. I'm just being facetious
why are you
with
you
Wade.
But.
Oh, dude, the house looks great.
Thank you.
It looks really good.
Blinding.
I refuse to get a quote-unquote tour of the house until you guys are married just because I want you to walk me through every painfully detailing detail about the house. Even though I was here for like half of it.
That's fair.
I still want a tour
of the
house.
It'll be more exciting anyway. We'll have everything put away. And
Yeah, and plus it'll be different because it'll be your house. You're moved in, you know. Mm-hmm. You've had some time to settle down.
I agree.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
No, I agree. No, I think we'll have to do a tour with all of you guys once you're completely moved in.
Movie night.
For sure.
What was the worst part of remodeling the house?
Oh, man. That's kind of hard. All of the...
His AC went out, and it was like 100.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I wanted to die.
Painting and cleaning.
I wanted to die.
I always paint dried quicker.
Yeah, it was miserable.
It was humid, though. It wasn't even hot. Dry. It was a humid.
I will say
it's not the heat that gets
humid,
you.
Hot.
It's the humidity.
So the guy that lived here before me, actually, it was an old couple. They built the house, and I guess like the past like 5 years, he had been just adding Freon to it consistently because he just didn't want to put a new one in it. So the people,
understandable.
Everyone I talked to said, you know, they were really clean, like extremely clean. They made everyone take their shoes off, like outside, walk into the garage, but they were just real cheap. And so anyway, it finally kicked out at the seriously the worst week so far. It was so humid,
it
like 95
so hot,
and
it was miserable to work in here.
Everyone,
it really was.
Everyone that helped was troopers, honestly, because it was bad.
I'm pretty sure your dad and I were the worst complainers about the AC. Because you didn't have blinds on the windows.
It,
there was nothing.
You two were.
There was nothing there to block the beating sunlight. It was hot.
I hadn't had blinds up yet. Yeah. It was bad. Plus, these windows are old, so they have no like UV protection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just direct sunlight.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that sucked for sure. But we had a bunch of drywall work done, which I didn't end up doing any of that. That probably would have been the worst, I would say.
Yeah.
But it was pretty mild remodel, I feel like.
I feel like you were about to pull your hair out when you were painting, because you were so done by the end of it.
Painting is so monotonous.
I hate painting. And I hate it with a passion.
What?
The especially worst. Like white primer and then white paint. Like, you can't tell a difference.
No. And I didn't realize there were so many different shades of white.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
your uncle trying to explain that, and then the different brushes for different consistencies. Dude, he got so mad at
me for getting the wrong rollers. I was like, this is what Dad told me to get. I didn't know there was a difference.
Dawson's just over here trying to paint his house, and Kyle is being very nice. Kyle was being very nice. He was. It was just funny.
It's his demeanor sometimes, I think, but... Yeah. I feel like everything really was good. You kind of don't realize how off a house is until you start like putting up new trim or putting in the
paint. How old is this house?
It's 1975.
That's not terrible.
It's not, but
no, you can tell there's a difference.
I think it makes a difference too. Like if you got a home that was made by Garbers compared to like just a production home, you're gonna notice. I wouldn't even say this is a production home. I just feel like it's not your high end.
The worst thing is when you hear somebody say, "Yeah, an old farmer built this," and it's just like,
"Oh, I know.
Oh, please help me."
I put a door in one time, and the door frame was so out of level or plumb, whatever you want to call it. It was terrible. It sucks so bad getting in.
Yeah,
and make it look good at least. I mean, you get in and shut it, but it just didn't look good because
Well, all of this is. Honestly, I take that back. Like, some of the doors are different sizes. Like, some of the ones that look like they would be the same are a couple inches smaller on the hallway doors. Which is weird.
Yeah. It definitely.
But, I don't know.
It makes you appreciate, you know, fine craftsmanship.
Yeah. It has great bones. Like, seriously, everything is great on it. But you can tell the inconsistencies and.
Yeah.
But nothing's perfect, so.
That reminds me, we were working at a job up in Remington.
Oh, yeah.
And some painters, they went through and took all the doors off. They're metal frames. They're like fire doors.
Oh, yeah.
So we just, you know, they just took the doors off. They painted them. I went into one of the units, and they had hung a few of the doors.
Yeah.
They hung like a 32-inch door in a 28-inch opening. So you went to shut it, and it's just like hitting the trim. And I'm like, what is this? And then I went to do another one. They put a 28-inch door in a 32-inch opening. What? And switched the doors around. So you shut it, and there's like 4 inches of gap just open. And it's like...
How do you mix that up?
I don't understand.
Yeah, some people just are not gifted in the art of construction. I'm not going to say I'm very gifted. When it comes to like my family that does construction, like my cousins and brother, they're so much better at it than I am.
Yeah.
I know how to get to the intended destination, but it might take me a few minutes longer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have the creative side, but to actually bring it to life, that's one thing where I'm not the most skilled at. So
the desk you built, well, in the like little foot or shoe rack you made was good.
You helped me weld that up, actually. So
I'm not a professional, though. You did the final touch. The woodwork looked great, I thought.
The wood turned out really nice. Yeah. I mean, I was happy with that.
I feel like you do a good job at building anything, but you can always like find ways to make it more like seamless, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think everything you've done turned out good.
Hey, Bryant, do the roar. Do it.
I can't.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Bryant Lesher right there. Hey, do you wanna start us off with the OG story of camping? Reason I say that is your family loves to camp. I mean, were you guys not at Michigan yesterday?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah,
we
you
were.
Didn't camp, we but didn't camp, you though. Went up. I mean, that's your family loves to do stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, mom and dad love just outdoors.
Friends, I mean, it's great fellowship.
I would say specifically camping would be their go-to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like Jeremy and Jana and Jeff and Trish and Aaron and Bert, I mean, they all love out west and camping. So, like, they're considered – that's just kind of what they've done.
Specifically Mississinawa.
Okay, so we were camping. And I can't remember. It was with Jeremy and Jana.
It was Adam D and Jeremy and Jana, Jeff and Trish.
Yeah, Adam and Sarah.
Jeff and No.
Was Aaron Murder there?
I think they were because, see, it was the
Was it the Victory?
It was the Victory Campout.
Yeah. Was it the Victory Campout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it was a Victory Church Campout, but our camper and Jeremy's camper and I think Adam's camper, they were all three pretty close to each other. So they were all, our families were all sitting around the campfire. And anyways, somebody, like, I don't know how long ago, a while ago, showed us how, like, you can put a little piece of wire into a trailer plug, and it makes all the hazards and clearance lights on the trailers flash.
It's a jumper wire.
Yeah.
It completes the circuit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It pretty much just makes the circuit from the battery go work its way through and turn on the lights. So pretty much we found in somebody's truck a spool of wire, and we
cut them and stripped
all the wire and stuff them and made them into the shape they needed to be.
How many did we make, Drew?
Oh.
Dude, probably like 50.
Oh, we did more than 50.
Really? It had to be over 100, I'd say.
Easy 100, 150, because think about how many campers we got.
Either way, we made a ton of these jumpers.
Oh, my stars.
And we all just grabbed handfuls, and none of the parents knew we were doing this. We all just got this idea because it was getting late, and the campground was getting quiet, so like, oh, let's go do this. So we all grabbed our handful of jumpers and we kind of split off into teams and we just went row by row through the campground and grabbed people's plugs. And we just were freaking shoving these jumpers in there and making sure the lights would light up and just sprinting to the next camper and getting it. Until you got to the end of the road and looked down, there's just flashing like strobes of clearance lights through the campground. And then you move on to the next loop. Anyways, we get back and this is like around 2 o'clock in the morning till we're like done or I don't know.
So we had run out of wire. We came back to reset.
We definitely hit close to 100 campers. I mean, we hit every single seasonal camper.
Yeah.
Well, and I know, we hadn't quite got there yet because when we came back, the DNRs had been walking around.
Yeah.
And we were like, we better take it easy. Yeah.
And then
we sat a solid probably 45 minutes just waiting for the DNR to cool down.
Because they were walking around pulling them out.
Did you have anybody come out?
We did.
See, me and I can't remember who all was with me, but there was this old dude that we didn't know was sitting outside. And we turned him on, and we got his lights, and we heard somebody get up, and we thought they were coming out of the camper, so like, we have time. But he was already outside the camper. He's just getting out of his chair. And we freaking sprinted as fast as we could, but there was like, we hadn't got very many campers on that
stretch
yet, so it wasn't very bright out. Like, not all the lights were lighting up the road, so he couldn't see us. We could just see, like, silhouettes. So we were like, We made it down, and there's this big old pine tree. So we got in behind the pine tree and cut through somebody's sights. Anyways, we ended up, this happened when you guys had run out. So we all had got back to the camper about the same time. And Jeremy and Adam were sitting around the campfire still. And they're like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, just hanging out.
And just hanging around.
Now, somehow they figured out, or somebody said, or they saw.
There's a laser show going on in the
background. Yeah. They just figured out that we were doing these trailer jumper wires. And Adam is a firefighter, and Jeremy's just a really smart guy. He's a doctor. So they told us that if we keep doing these jumper wires, it could heat up the campers and catch them on fire. And then we would get in trouble. So it pretty much just scared us straight. And then I don't remember if you guys went back out and did more, but I know me and Connor were too young, so we were just like, yeah, we don't want to get in trouble, so we just quit. But
yeah, no, so at Missinawa, when you first come in the campground, they have, before you would like turn to go back to just like the weekend sites, they have a whole section of seasonal campers that set there all year long.
And like, these are like nice pads that they're setting on.
Yeah, I mean, they're concrete pads. Like quarter acre lots. I mean,
really the Taj Mahal of camping spots.
Yes. Yeah. And it's all gated off anyway. So after we had that run in with Adam and Jeremy, me, Parker, and Drew were like, that's a load of crap. You know?
We still had wires to go.
We still had wires to go.
We still had wires to.
Yeah. We were not about to let them go to waste. And so anyway, we all got on our bikes and went over there and laid them down. I think in 10 minutes, we had that whole seasonal area gone.
Which is probably like
completely
50,
lit up.
There was 50 to 75 campers,
I would say,
sitting there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had plugs in every single one of them. And by the time we walked back out and like looked up, the whole seasonal area was completely lit up. All the clearance lights were on. And no one knew. I mean, the DNRs weren't on that end yet.
No, they were still back over
in the weekend.
Yeah, but they were on the side closest to the lake.
Yeah.
And we were staying on the further side, so we could just bike around them.
Yeah, we were
clean. And not get caught.
Yeah.
It's funny to watch them try to figure out why they're flashing, and they're like trying to connect it up to their car and stuff, and they don't even see the jumper wire, and it's
Them off.
I mean, you can tuck the thing.
Wire plug. Back up in there, and you'll never know. Because, see, most of them hang. They come out underneath the fifth wheel hitch. And so if you wrap it back up and put it in there, dude, there was people that would, like, walk around their camper 10 times, no idea what's going on, pulling fuses, everything, and just no idea what's going on. To be fair, I don't think I would guess it if I didn't know.
If you didn't know, you wouldn't.
You would never guess.
Huh? Is that Grundy?
Yeah.
Well, that, plus, if it doesn't have auxiliary power or a battery, it won't work. So, like, just plugging it into a regular, flatbed won't work unless the flatbed has a battery. Or a 110 plug-in.
Yeah, exactly.
So all these things were hooked up with a full hookup, you know, electric and water and sewage. Yeah. So why not?
Yeah. You know? I don't actually think it wouldn't. I think it would blow a breaker before the camper would catch on fire.
It most likely would.
We weren't using small wire, so
no,
it's not like the wire was going to heat up.
It was 12-2. I mean,
yeah.
There was not enough volts.
Yeah. I mean, it's just powering the lights. It wasn't hurting anything at all.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was a harmless prank.
I mean, what they said definitely made us think a little bit, but I don't think it was going to
cause any harm. Parker lost a little bit of sleep over it.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, when Jeremy comes down on you, and I mean, when he is mad, I mean, it kind of is intimidating.
It is intimidating. Jeremy is a very, like, soft-spoken, very kind person. Yeah. And when he's like, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, you really shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely, everyone listening might not think it's that funny, but if you were there in the moment, it's
I have pictures hilarious. Of it still.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome to see all the lights on and how bright it actually turned out to be.
Yeah, it was fun.
Man. Oh, I love it. Then we have Dawson back when he first got his license and thinking he could make his car so cool just by a little whistle.
Oh, gosh. I hate that whistle.
Listen.
Gayest thing.
Okay.
Explain the car.
I had a 2006 Cadillac CTS. It was, like, blue. And I bought it from – they weren't really our neighbors. They were a couple miles down the road. But his – it was an older couple, and his mom and dad had it from Texas or some Arkansas maybe. And – so it was really clean. No one had ever been in the back seats.
Great condition.
For
subs
what it
hadn't
was.
Been used in forever, so Bryant was like bopping to everything he could.
Yeah, Bryant loved it.
You did too.
I did. I felt like the speakers were.
Oh, the speakers were really good. Enough.
Were really
you
good.
You did
for
blow
what
them
was.
Out, but
yeah,
we did blow them out.
They were good for a little bit. They're like, they're good till they were.
No week and a half.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter.
But yeah, anyway, I don't know what made me get them. I feel like. When
it was,
I had
it,
Instagram
it
at the
ad.
Time, it was an ad on Instagram. Instagram pushes the best ads. Seriously. They have, like, the best gadgets.
For a while there, too, Dawson was one of the most gullible people.
I was.
With the I don't know if you want to talk about it, but the one Instagram thing that happened to you.
I forgot about that. I don't remember.
We can finish
we'll have to
this
circle
story.
Back to it.
Well, yeah. So funny. I can't believe you never did that.
I don't remember.
You need to finish your car story.
So, yeah. So, I, the Whistlers were an ad on Instagram. But anyway, it said they sounded like turbos. And at the time, I was big on, I don't know why. I mean, everyone wants to have a fast car when you're 16. And you want it to sound good. And so, I bought two of them and put them in both exhaust. And
it did have a true dual exhaust. So, he wasn't just putting one on an exhaust tip that was a fake.
So, if I got my RPMs high enough and it whistled a little
bit. Oh, dude, leaving the youth group was the greatest thing. Dawson would be hauling
you
in
like
the floor.
A cricket. You sounded like a broken cricket.
It was just like a whistle.
It would be whistling to high heaven, and it was awesome. It really was.
It was fun. I honestly enjoyed it. As dumb as it was, it was fun.
It was a Dawson Lesher special, honestly.
Yeah.
And it fit so well on the car. I mean,
it did. I felt like the Cadillac,
you would not be suspecting that it had turbos.
No. And you would hear it.
To the unsuspecting person, they'd be like, oh, man, that's like a souped-up car.
Yeah.
In all reality, this man just put whistles on the back of his car. But it worked out so well.
It did.
What'd you have? I mean, you had him on there for... the duration of you having that car.
I feel like, right? I had them for...
I feel like you got them like a year and having the car.
I honestly, I think that's about right.
I don't feel like, I feel like you had the car for a while
before. Cause, so I had it before my license. Before I got my license, anyway. I bet I got them 10 months after. So.
I think you got them like right after you were officially able to drive. Because yeah. you had your car for yeah. a long time because it was too good of a deal to
pass up. Yeah, it was like $3,500. Yeah. Ironically enough, then, like, how long ago did we sell it to Jeff and Trish?
I don't know. Probably 6 months, maybe?
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
it's been longer than that.
I was going to say, it's been over a year. You had your truck. It's been over a year.
Yeah. You were driving just an Escape for a while there.
I remember that.
Yeah. But no, I sold it to Brian's girlfriend's parents. And so far, it's rolling good as far as I know.
It's
okay, okay. Why did you sell it?
They had to
Why
like
did you sell
a
it?
A ton of oil to it.
Really?
They had a few cords.
Okay, I can say when I sold the car, there was nothing wrong with it. The check engine light was on, and the only
there's
thing
nothing was, wrong with it other than the engine doesn't work.
Other than Dawson was doing one wheel peel squeals every chance he could.
That was a long time ago. I cleaned the platinum out of the catalytic converters because they're going to be a pain to change, and so it just threw an O2 code every time I drove it, pretty much. But it was fine.
What
I don't think that's the result
engine?
Of what happened.
What happened to your engine? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was before that even. I don't remember. I don't know exactly what happened, but like my fourth cylinder like completely seized up randomly. And so we took it to Matt Traps at Auto Specialty, and he put like his special, like a special mixture in it, and it fixed it.
His special concoction.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell me what it was, but it worked out.
It's not related to book.
Why are you shaking your head?
BB Blaster.
It worked.
It was not Matt Traps. He's a
oh, crap. No, it wasn't Matt Traps. What was
Wait,
I saying?
Where did you
Matt
it
from Auto Specialty.
Yeah.
Auto Specialty downtown Lafayette.
Yeah, Auto Specialty, we'll just say. But, yeah. Sorry, Matt Traps are better.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Great stories.
To be completely fair, when I sold the car, it was fine.
You did make sure
did
that
not,
it was still in good running order when you did sell it.
Yeah, but and I wasn't even advertising to sell it. They just asked. I had been driving, at the time I was bidding for my dad and uncle, and so I was driving an Escape around, and so I didn't need it anyway, and Jeff and Trish just asked, and I was like, for sure, and I sold it for $3,500, so.
I would say you made out pretty well on
that. I feel
like
I did.
Because you put in aftermarket headlights, because the headlights went out on you.
Yeah, headlights, taillights.
Yep. So it wasn't like you just turned around and sold it at the same price. I mean, you definitely took care of it. I mean, that car, for what it was still in immaculate condition when you sold it. You were not hard on it.
No.
We like to make fun of you for it, but... Yeah. Oh, okay. You were hard on it one time.
Listen,
you got to tell this story. You got to tell the story.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
not there for this, but I have heard it from so many friends.
Are we talking about the buzzer?
Yeah. The buzz. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, this is...
Matthew was there.
I was there. I'm still in shock to this day that you did not break. You just kept going and going and going.
I will
murderer.
Say, with more experience, I don't think... Some birds are just dumb, honestly.
That's like, not the bird's fault, Dawson. That is your fault. I'm not arguing that that bird is smart, but that's your fault.
I have a up-to-date example. This morning, I was driving to pick Cheyenne up for church. And a dove was sitting in the middle of the road. The thing took off underneath my truck. That's not my fault.
No, it's not. But this one was. That's not.
Okay,
that's a different
story.
To
be fair, I have probably hit more birds, quote unquote, than Dawson has. Dude, I'm hitting birds all the time.
Yeah,
I smoke them with my work truck. I love it. It is so funny. I'll just see them fly up. And then in my rearview mirror, I'll see him land in the middle of the road.
Just a puff of feathers following.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
But
hitting a small bird, though, with your work truck's a little different than hitting a freaking turkey vulture.
That is true.
With your caddy. All
right, tell the story.
Yeah. Anyway, Matthew and Wade and I were headed to Indianapolis, Fishers, to
Cabela's.
Yeah. And anyway, Wade was going to drive. But I guess his truck needed oil or something.
And he drives like 55 everywhere. So, I mean, you wanted to get there in a timely manner as well.
I'm not going
to
shun Wade for that. I mean, whatever.
He drove anyway.
Anyway, I ended up driving, and we were going past landfill in Frankfort on the, I don't know what the road is, the back road there.
The back road?
Yeah.
On the back side of the landfill.
Okay, okay. Like, yes, I know what road you're talking about, but yeah. I don't know what
number. Headed to 65.
Like, yeah.
Anyway, I was going like 60, and there was three buzzards in the middle of the road, probably half mile up, and I was like, they feel the vibrations. Like, they're going to move. I don't need to – they're not like deer. I mean, they're going to move out of the way. Anyway, we just keep getting closer and closer. We're chatting it up. I'm not thinking anything of it. And the bird's still there. Its buddies had left, but the deer must have been that good or something. And all of a sudden –
I didn't hit my brakes. You had so much time to react.
Don't make it sound like it was just tossed on you.
I don't even remember saying anything. That's why I don't get. I don't think there was much chatting. It was like, just keep going.
Anyway, we're just rolling, and I had to catch myself. We're just rolling, and the thing just flies up, and I'm serious. We smoked that thing so hard with my windshield. I had glass in my lap.
And right on the windshield. It's just like, boom.
Right on the driver's side. And it, like, shook the car. I mean, that's like a 70-pound bird.
That's huge. I mean, that's probably a little extreme. The wingspan's like 6 feet on those things.
It's probably more like 50. But that's a lot to hit at 60.
It's probably less than 50, but still, yeah.
The bird died in the end, for sure. But
you didn't take it to the animal hospital? Help, my bird is dying.
Long story short, we ended up turning back, and Wade ended up driving regardless of his truck issues, but I had to put a new windshield.
We got to get the commentary of what you said.
Yeah, what did I say?
Oh, I know exactly.
Go ahead and tell him, because I forget.
So he hits this bird, and there's like a short, like maybe like 2-3 second pause. Felt like it was like a minute. And Dawson just goes, well, now I'm pissed.
That's exactly something.
Me and Wade just start like laughing, and you're so stupid. No offense, but I can't believe you're gonna.
I will say there has been two more instances since then where like they just have not moved. Like I've had to completely like stop almost.
Yeah,
because they just don't fly out of the way.
Dude, geese. Geese in Lafayette are the worst.
Geese don't care.
They're getting too used to vehicles.
They are. Well, and then everybody's like, you got to stop and yield for them. If you drive forcefully, they will get out of the way.
Dude, if you hit one, it's a... I don't know if it's a... there's definitely something.
You can go to jail for it.
Yeah.
I heard.
And the geese?
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, I think it's not for a long time, but... Yeah.
Now there's the we've seen the geese.
You just have to make a good argument, because I mean, if you hit it with your car, that's different.
I was swerving for a pedestrian.
The hard thing is, you about can't purposely hit one, because everywhere that they are is in low mile per hour areas,
public,
and
places.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to about be completely being oblivious. Yeah. I feel like to hit one.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But now they have the geese police.
Really?
The what?
It's called the Geese Police.
Where?
They drive around like Ford Rangers.
Really?
Yeah. And they just drive around.
There's a bunch by Meyer.
It's a Ford freaking Ranger.
Have you seen them, though? They drive gray F-150s.
Really?
Yeah.
What, Rangers or F-150s?
Sorry, Rangers. Yeah. And it's a real thing, yeah. They come around and, like, pick them up. So, like, if they're...
What a job.
Ain't on your business, I guess. You call them and they'll come and...
Is it through the city or is it...
I don't know who it's through. I think it's just a private organization. Okay. I mean, it's a special. I mean, it would be more direct.
Would it be like animal control? Contracted by the government? Because I know, dude, geese should not be like protected species. Those things are overpopulating.
They were going extinct at one point, weren't they?
But look at how crazy they are now. I mean, you can't go to a body of water or to a field and there not be like a flock of geese, like 30 of them sitting out there. I mean, it is nuts.
Okay, unregulated commercial hunting almost wiped out Canadian geese in North America by 1900.
Okay, we have came back tenfold. Yeah. I mean, it is so many geese.
Let's go geese hunting then.
I would actually like to go.
I want to try geese.
I would like to go geese
hunting. I bet it tastes good.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Not with my car.
Hey, not with mine either.
With my shotgun.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're big enough. You might use a rifle.
So. On the ground. Matthew, that is actually illegal to use a rifle on geese. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I do now.
It is
illegal. I wasn't going to do that. I'm going to use that. You probably have to use steel shot since it's water.
Yeah. My roommate actually, he went duck or goose hunting.
You can say Justin. He was on an episode.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I know.
There is a season for it.
But you can't use lead or lead shot. So he bought tungsten, and they were like $10 a round.
Seriously?
Of shotgun. I mean, it was expensive stuff.
Just buy steel shot. They're not that. I mean, they're more than lead.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Why do you have to use that?
It was something with the choke he was using. He got the tungsten.
Oh, okay.
For his shotgun.
Well, so, and then with the reason why you can't use lead is because with ducks, they're obviously always over bodies of water, and you're not supposed to use lead because it can pollute the water. Because lead's toxic.
Oh, that makes sense. That's such a trace amount, though.
But it's only if you ingest it or it's an open wound that it touches where it can affect you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, I guess that doesn't really correlate with water, but...
So then how can you shoot that, I mean, into a deer or anything else?
What? A lead?
A lead.
Well, because it's generally like a jacketed bullet.
Yeah, well, if you're using a shotgun, it's like...
That's what I'm talking
about. I guess I don't know then. I feel like you would be okay.
Well, you can't use full metal jacket to hunt deer with.
No, but you can use like a jacketed hollow point.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you can use a soft core, which is usually an exposed lead tip.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've never really... the polymer core.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people use polymer nowadays because you get way faster velocity.
Yeah. Hornady's got some good stuff.
They're expansive, but they're nice.
When I was in the four guns, dude, they didn't have any of the... He said he can't get any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
For what, 6.5?
Specifically, yeah.
The Hornady Black.
Specifically the stuff that I had liked using.
Yeah.
That it was like $80 a box.
Yep.
He can't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
You could probably find it online.
Yeah, but he just said he couldn't keep it in stock. Like, he can't get it fast enough.
Yeah. So. Doesn't surprise me. I mean, the 6.5 Creedmoor is a very... It gets a lot of hate, but it's a very... capable round and very popular.
It's very, yeah. A lot of people have 6.5.
Because people, I don't know, people are fickle. They, you know, if it ain't a 30-30, then you're not hunting deer.
It's a good round. I mean,
it's a very good round. I mean, it's low recoil, high velocity, like very decent range. I mean, when you're shooting paper, the Creedmoor will shoot further than a 30-06. But if you're going for knockdown power, the 30-06 will kill further out.
Oh, for sure.
But, I mean, I'm not shooting a deer at, you know, 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
Maybe quite 400 at most.
Yeah. That's a ridiculous.
I mean, in the cornfields around here that we're hunting at, we're not shooting further than, like, 200 yards.
That's the thing.
Well, see, then I guess the argument that you could use is why not buy a 308 where ammo's cheaper? And because 400 yards with a 308 bolt action is not a problem.
No.
No.
So, well, why buy a 6.5? Reason I bought a Creedmoor was my cousin had one, actually. And I had shot his a few times, and it was really nice. It was lighter recoil than a 308, so that was one of the things. I was a little bit smaller when I bought mine. And the price of ammo wasn't bad when I bought mine.
No.
It was still relatively a young round, but it was not, you know, crazy expensive. Before we forget... We teased a little bit. You need to tell your story about Instagram.
Oh, did I not go into that?
Nope, you didn't. Oh. You did not go into that story.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of this you remember, but you got to at least get the gist of the story out. I mean...
Yeah, this is a long time ago. I don't really remember exactly what happened. Anyway, it was like, I don't know, probably...
You were probably 16. It was probably 16.
I would say it was probably 10:30 at night, and I rolled over because my phone dinged, and I got DM'd by like this
crypto person,
crypto company. Listen, at the time I was like, "Oh my
word, 40,000 other people from the same robot,"
and it was like, "Win 10K in cash or something." Or you won. I didn't even enter. I was like, this is the easiest money I've ever won. And she's like,
you had to give your account information.
Yeah, she's like, I just need your account, your Instagram account information. You'll be all good to go. And I was like, fine.
Say less. Hey, here's my social security while you're at it.
And so, yeah, I sent her all my information. And literally, as soon as I sent it, she had kicked me out of my Instagram and was logged in. And... like advertising her crypto crap all over my Instagram page.
I remember that. I remember DMing your account after this person had taken it over, and I was like, buddy, you don't want to mess with me. I know, like, I don't know. I was talking a big game.
I know karate.
No, I mean, okay, I've always had an interest in computers and, like,
yeah,
the IT and, you know, cybersecurity. So
I
know enough to be dangerous, but
sure,
not enough to actually be, like, a legitimate threat to somebody that actually knows
yeah
what they're doing.
That was a weak
point. But I tried to scare her. I tried to scare them. It was funny.
They're probably not even a real person.
They probably just
I don't know,
took you off their list.
Yeah, I unfollowed you. I blocked you. And then
yeah. Since then, I made another account, and then, yeah.
You don't even get on it. I
don't even have Instagram anymore, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway. Good times.
Did you lose any money over that?
No, okay. I didn't. I have never. I just lost the account, which kind of sucked, because I had some cool posts on there, I felt like.
Yeah, we had posts with you, me, and Parker when we had ridden around.
Yep.
Your Razor, Parker's four-wheeler. Yep. We were going to ride my dirt bike, but dumb thing would not start.
Yeah. We had a good time, though.
Oh, we did. We were listening to Juice WRLD, driving around. It was like...
It was foggy.
Sweatshirt weather.
Oh, it was awesome.
Foggy, cool. Oh, it was like the perfect combination. The ground was damp.
We were
sliding corners so well. Yeah. I mean...
And that's something to say, because we were in the Razor. Parker was in his four-wheeler, and it was nothing. Like, I had no fear, dude. It was so slick. No, I
mean,
slick.
Pedal to the floor, I mean, yeah, as fast as you could on
just
those corners.
It wasn't wet enough to where, like, it was muddy and rutting, but it wasn't dry enough to where it was sticking. It was so perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you could turn your steering wheel all the way to the side. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you would just slide.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Perfect. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That woods is so much fun to just ride around in.
The one thing that we never got to do with you, which we went with Laban, but was go to, like, the dunes, which we didn't really go to the dunes. We went to West Virginia with Laban and my uncle and dad and everything. And West Virginia is real, like, it's old coal mines all through this. All the trails are, like, old.
Yeah.
I guess rocky mining paths, like, whatever.
That'd be fun.
And
old horse and carts.
Yeah.
It's muddy, though. It's not
It's real muddy, and it's hardly rocky. It's just muddy.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it depends on the region you go to, too. But specifically when it was wet. But anyway, we came into, like, a big lot where they had just dumped coal. So it was like it would have been gravel, but it was all coal. And Dad was on the Scrambler 1000 trying to do a donut. And I was like, this guy, I mean, he can't do a donut. And came in there, and I just laid into it in my Razor, and I completely laid it over on the first go. I mean, it was the most slow motion thing, you know, we're just going, and it was just on its side.
I don't know why it didn't do it, though.
No, I didn't hurt it at all. I shut it off, and we were less worried about the Razor and more worried about Grandpa seeing us tipped over, dude, because he would have flipped out.
Dude, yeah, I remember that.
He would have lost his mind, because he already didn't want to be there. I would have been his ticket out of there.
We're leaving.
Have you ever met him?
No.
He's hilarious.
Will he be always here for the wedding?
Yeah, he will be.
Okay. I'll meet him then.
He's definitely laxed since.
Oh, big time.
Years ago, but man, he used to be
really uptight.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the same time, Kyle, so there was a real hairpin turn. I guess switchback. And Kyle's Jeep has a real Jeeps, and I guess I shouldn't say, but I feel like Jeeps have a really small turn radius.
Jeeps are overrated. Jeeps, I'm just going to admit that.
I mean, I've seen some cool ones that I think are like, that looks cool, but they're pavement princesses.
Yeah. Oh, they're like Ford Raptors. I mean, they are pavement princesses.
Yeah.
All the way.
I do feel like Raptors have a little bit of capability. People just don't put them to the test.
No.
I mean it's a $100,000 truck.
Yeah.
And yeah. But anyway, he was coming on a switchback, and it's like...
Well, he did a lot of stuff to his Jeep, so it already lost a lot of turning. Anyways, like...
Yeah, I mean, he put...
Big tires.
Were huge tires, and lockers, and all new suspension.
Was it lifted
axles.
Any?
Yeah, it was lifted. I mean, the thing was made to climb, not be on small trails. But anyway, so you come down, and then it's like an immediate switchback, but it's like a down...
Going down the hill, but it switches back
and then it
the
goes further down. It was not just a gradual gentle turn switchback. I mean, it was very anyway. So he couldn't make it, and he actually started to tip almost. So they had to winch the front end completely around.
Really?
Yeah. But he had my aunt's brother with him at the time, And dude, he was freaking out. He was in the passenger seat. So in the passenger seat of that thing, the way they were setting, like, you could not see the bottom of the hill. It just looked like you were looking out over the cliff.
Really?
Because it was that steep of a turn down. Anyway, he's like, dude, I'm getting out. He goes to get out and slides down the hill. He was so high up, he just slid out of the Jeep. And yeah, it was just funny.
Grandpa, he had this big motorcycle helmet. Dude, Carhartt's on because he's freezing cold.
You found the picture?
No, I gotta find it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was fun.
Good times.
It's a good time riding, honestly. I mean, I wouldn't go by yourself, but
I think that's something Matthew and I really want to get into a bit more. Yeah. Is just riding around.
Like I said today, I got all my four wheeler parts in, so we can start working on that. And hopefully,
I personally think, at least with like racing types of, I guess we'll just say like racing quads and dirt bikes, I feel like they're a lot more fun on open areas like dunes.
Oh, really? See, I like when we ride, we'll like go out.
Let me see. That's fine. The golden
picture. So when we ride, I mean, we'll ride out in some of his pastures, his parents' pastures, and stuff like that. And so where you can kind of open it up. But then also ride in the woods. I personally prefer, I like the technical trails.
No,
like what you're saying in West Virginia, that sounds a lot of fun.
For sure. The thing with West Virginia like the dunes. Is I would never take a dirt bike out there. Drew would probably be different, but he's also rode. Or I would never take a sports quad, just because it's so rough. Oh, yeah. It's just
no. If you have experience, you would have been fine. And honestly, I think a smaller machine would have been easier because there's ruts on both sides of the trail. So if you had a dirt bike and you rode just right on top of the rut,
I just feel like it was a gentler version of Colorado.
Well, yeah, it's more and mud than rock.
I don't know.
See, I guess
it's probably all just experience. If you knew what you were doing, it's probably fine. Yeah. I just know when we had our quads, there's just no give.
No, our sports quad would not have done it. Plus, we didn't have rear suspension, so it would have been like.
Well, that's all. I don't know.
I remember the first time you guys invited me over to go ride.
Oh yeah.
Specifically, your quad, Dawson.
Yeah.
Dude, that was one of the first times I think I'd ever hung out with you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think when we actually like started hanging out, because
I remember
Harvey came from Washington.
Yeah, that was the first time we had met.
You both had like flip phones or whatever, and Dawson had
dumb sliders.
Yes, Dawson was I had a bug.
You said you couldn't text very much because you had minutes that you didn't want to pay for.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Dawson would send the most simple text,
dude, because it took 20 minutes. have you texted on a phone like that?
Like the, what are you
to get
about,
to
like
see? You have to press it three times.
Oh, those phones.
Yeah,
dude. Okay, I would challenge any kid our age now with one. I still think I know I would beat them in a little sentence.
I kind of want to get one and like try it again, see if I can still do it.
Oh, dude, I have one. I have one at my house.
I remember
my old phone.
Dude, I remember when I got that thing. We were on our way to Pennsylvania or Florida or something, and Mom and Dad are like, Dawson, we have something for you. And I was like, this is it, man. I'm getting a phone. Biggest bombshell ever.
You had like 120 minutes on it.
They're like, here's your minutes and here's your phone.
Yeah. Dude, and you had to pay for your minutes.
Yes, I did. You?
Dude, I remember you bought like a little snippet of a song because you thought it was the whole song from the minutes.
It was T Grizzly. D to the A.
You know, you did it. No. It was First Day Out.
Yeah, First Day Out.
And it was literally like 15 seconds of the song.
It was supposed to be a ringtone. And I thought it was the whole song.
You spent so many minutes on it. I literally remember like, dude, do it. And you bought it and it like started in the middle and went for like two verses and stopped.
Oh, the biggest letdown ever.
Oh, these kids will never know the pain of having to text like a heartfelt message on an old slider or flip phone.
Jeez.
I was just at talking about it. I think it was last night. I think I went through three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Three flip phones?
Because I got my first one at 12 when I was working for my dad, just working around the farm.
Yep.
When you're driving a tractor, you know, to different fields, they need to get a hold of you. I mean, a cabless tractor, there's no place for a CB radio or anything like that. Yeah. So it was, you know, quote unquote for work, but I quickly transitioned it from work to working and friends.
Oh yeah.
So it was just I've definitely been through a few phones.
Yeah.
Never intentionally like broke one, but I'm pretty sure one got drowned.
Dude, I think they're stronger than you think they're like a little brick.
They are.
They really are.
Dude, and you try to snap one, they'll take a lot of abuse.
What's the brand that everyone is always like?
Nokia?
Yeah. I never have like actually seen one.
Dude, I wonder if you can buy one. They really probably are that tough.
I don't know if we still have it around, but we had a lot for a while there. We had an old one laying around.
Really?
They really probably are that. Oh, it's like a half inch thick.
It's like that thick and like that tall.
Yeah.
It's like an iPod, but like four of them stacked on top of
it. It's a chungus.
That's crazy.
Dude, oh, man. They have them on eBay.
Nokia. Really?
Should I use that to video our podcast?
The quality is.
Oh, quality left the chat.
Man.
Dude, they're cheap, though, but they're all from China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, good times, though.
I don't know.
Super funny.
This is such a change of topic. Cheyenne told me today. I didn't introduce who Cheyenne is. She listens to this. She's going to be annoyed. Should I introduce her?
Oh yeah.
Cheyenne's my fiance. She's amazing. Honestly. Best thing ever.
For everyone that's listening, Cheyenne's holding a gun to Dawson's head right now, making sure he says the right words.
Dawson, blink twice if you're a nerd.
He blinked four times.
Just kidding. Cheyenne's
he's not a double here. Danger.
Cheyenne is a very nice girl. I do not want to make her sound bad.
No, she's amazing.
Forgive me, Cheyenne, I'm sorry.
But anyway, she was telling me that Joe Biden dropped out of the...
Dude, I heard that.
Is that right?
He did.
That's crazy.
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. But he did.
Yeah.
Who's going to take his place?
Kamala Harris already decided. They already
I don't know. I told Cheyenne.
Who's going to be her vice president?
Heck if I know. I don't really care.
I told Cheyenne what she said.
Do you think it's true?
I think it could be. Dude, I really could see it.
I don't think Kamala will get the Democratic
nomination. Dude, she's nomination. She's too crazy, even for them.
They don't like her. Even the Democrats don't like her.
I agree.
When is their convention?
It's in 2 weeks, I think. It's in a couple weeks.
I mean, why aren't they back to back? Soon. I mean, why aren't they a week apart? Like, they need to have it closer.
Why does it matter?
I feel like it gives them time to strategize too much a little bit.
Well, to be fair, they are conniving, evil people, so.
If you want to introduce political beliefs, we don't even need to get into
it, but I just thought it was interesting.
No, I'm curious, I guess. I think the next 3 to 6 months will be very interesting. I mean, what was it? A week ago, yesterday, I mean, Trump got shot in the ear.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's going crazy fast.
Yeah.
And.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope and pray we don't enter World War III.
Yeah.
But it would not be. I think it's good.
We can all appreciate that we live in such a quiet region of America, honestly.
Yeah.
Because we're very protected.
Central Indiana is very...
But you still, I feel like, feel the effects of it, though.
I mean,
gas prices and housing prices.
For sure. Should,
yeah.
As you should. But,
it's not...
We're not in Chicago Indianapolis or Fishers or Fort Wayne.
Where every day is just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, right in the middle of it, I guess.
We're small town Indiana, and we don't have to deal with a lot of the craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we can be very thankful for that. If we, gosh, I mean, I would not live in the middle of Chicago.
There's no way.
I couldn't live on the outskirts of Chicago.
I wouldn't live within 2 miles.
I feel like it says a lot when the people that chose to live there move from there.
This is like California. Oh, yeah. There's an exodus from California right now.
And they're bringing everything that they believe in with them.
That's a stupid thing. It's like they move because their place is so terrible. But
they made
it
that way.
They vote, and then they vote for the same policies here that made their place terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like... It's such an oxymoron.
The good old Southern people, though, they'll set everyone straight.
I agree with that.
I mean, there will be a few, like, big cities that swing.
Yep.
But most everyone will be like, not around here.
No,
you know?
I agree.
And I think that's what's really nice about Indiana is we're pretty conservative overall.
I would say.
I mean, Indianapolis might be the biggest, like, blue cell, if you want to call it that.
I would about probably say Bloomington.
Really?
Bloomington's
okay. Honestly, I guess I could I could see that, honestly, especially with as big as IU is, mm-hmm. and then Bloomington, the city on their own. I mean, I could see that, honestly. That would make sense.
I mean,
I retract my statement, Matthew. I agree with you.
I wasn't really making a statement. I was just putting that out there as an option. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see Indiana turning colors.
I don't think
Indiana.
They say
will
Texas is the biggest one to worry about because of all the immigration
over Florida. over Tennessee. I mean,
Tennessee,
Kentucky. They're all like is Kentucky Tennessee, and Tennessee are getting a lot of.
They actually Kentucky has. You know what's weird about Kentucky is they've always gone red, but they have a Democratic governor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the one that's with the female governor?
No, he's. I don't know what he. I don't. He might be black.
I'm pretty sure he is black.
You know who gets me going the most, or who like cracks me up the most, is Pennsylvania's.
House representative. I'm pretty sure.
Is that what, no? It's yeah. Their governor.
No, it's a dude who always had. He's like really weird and
tall. Yeah, he wears Carhartt sweatshirts to everything.
Yeah. Oh, really? I know who you're talking about. Yeah. What is that guy's name?
What is his name?
I feel bad for the dude because he had a stroke.
I know.
He's not right in the head.
Yeah.
It's like been proven, and they still elected him.
Well, dude,
I'm
get him sure out.
There's obvious like fraud with it. Maybe I mean that's what I heard. I'm not making.
You're asking the wrong person.
But no,
John Fetterman.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a senator. What did I say he was?
A senator.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
he's a representative.
Hey, I said representative. He's a senator.
Oh, I thought you said senator. Sorry.
Yeah, dude. We're look at him. Useless. Look at the poor guy.
Find a cartoon character for him.
Igor. He looks like.
Here, wait. I gotta find the video.
I feel bad. Like I said, though, I feel bad for him because yeah, he. I'm pretty sure he had a stroke.
Is he a Democrat?
Yeah.
But I don't think
he's vote in a brick if it helped out their cause.
I feel like they're just used, and I think it's the same thing with Joe Biden. Like, there's a part of me that feels bad for the guy because I don't think he's all there.
Yeah,
I feel like they're using people, and I don't know why. Like,
yeah.
You could pick much better candidates.
And the Eagles are so much better than Eagles.
Who wears a car?
Oh, what was that?
Oh, man.
Boy.
Gotta love ads.
Shut it off. Where did he got him?
But, yeah.
Shut up, Nintendo kid.
Oh, golly. We need to have Connor on.
Oh, please, no. I cannot deal with that level of stupidity.
Wow. Boy.
I will say it how it is. Connor is on another level. Matthew says he wrote, like, the test. Connor, like, exceeds the test.
Oh, yeah. For autism?
Yep.
Man broke the
test. Do the roar. Do the roar.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
I'm not done.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
Roar!
Man.
Matthew's better than mine.
I don't know about that. You did one pretty good one earlier.
You want to know something I do miss doing with you guys?
What's that?
Playing airsoft.
That was good times.
Dude, I those were good times. Story about
oh man, wait, which one?
We were playing airsoft at Drew's house, okay? And it was me and Dawson and Drew, and I think maybe Dan and Drew were there. Maybe Matthew was there. I can't remember.
Was Trent there?
Maybe, I don't know. We had a big war, and so Drew's house is a big ravine, and so we each picked sides in the ravine. Anyways, Dawson was on one side of the ravine. I don't know if somebody had a sniper or what gun, but Dawson had his mask off for some reason, and a bullet came flying across the ravine and busted out Dawson's front tooth.
Hadn't you just got your braces off not that long before?
Yeah, it was a couple months after.
My
front tooth got chipped off by Trent.
Was it by Trent?
Yeah, it was by Trent. Yeah. But Trent... Yeah,
Trent's had a run in with teeth as well. Too.
Yeah,
him and Parker were playing basketball.
Dude, so that was a funny story. When that happened, no, it wasn't Wade. Wasn't it was just him and Parker?
Yeah.
So when that happened, I thought they were faking it.
Really,
dude? That was
no Dane. It was Dane, Trent.
Yeah,
and they maybe were out Parker. On the
pad at our house.
It was Dane,
basketball.
Trent, Parker, and Dane came running in and was like, "Dude, we need to get like Trent to a doctor. There's like blood everywhere." I'm like. Really, didn't believe it.
His teeth were still being held in
by
with
the braces.
Braces. I have a picture of that. That's actually his contact.
Oh, I can find
photo
a picture.
For him. For
that's
Trent.
Nasty.
Well, that's a horrible contact.
What? Let me see.
Dude, that
thankfully
was.
Thankfully, is that one and not a front one for me?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, Trent.
He got
the brunt of it. That was not fun.
That looked.
Yeah, and he had his braces too.
Dude, they were supposed to be coming off pretty soon as well.
Man. His seat there, yeah. If he didn't have his braces, they probably would have just fell out.
Yeah. He choked on his own teeth.
I think something about teeth stuff, eye stuff, like it's just, you have so much nerves.
Yeah.
That is.
And nobody could blame it on anyone because it was basketball. Nobody was playing like rough. No, so.
It was just a complete freak accident.
No, yeah. They were going up. I think he was just trying to
block it or something.
Parker was trying to score. Trump was trying to block. Oh.
Yep.
Parker was trying to block and his elbow hit him in the mouth.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
His elbow hit him right in the teeth.
Man,
dude.
Yeah, and then he put his hand on the side, and there's a little bit of blood there, and I was like, oh, shoot, he's not faking it. And Wade? I think Wade is like the only one with his license.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
You were.
I was gone.
Wait.
You might have had your license.
I definitely did.
I was gone for that.
I did not have my license yet. It was a long time ago.
Also, I'm pretty sure mom and dad were home whenever that happened.
No, they weren't.
They weren't home?
No. I don't really
remember. Wade? I remember we had to call somebody to come help us.
We called Roxanna because we were headed to IU.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Were they back? They were all gone somewhere, yeah, I think.
They were back. We took him to Flora and there to...
To the dentist.
To the dentist, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the Wagner.
Yeah, like an emergency deal.
Wait, was it Wagner or was it...
I think
it was Wagner.
It was Wagner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out, Brian. I'd have Brian Wagner on the podcast. I'm going to ask him.
I don't know him very well.
He's
so
funny.
Okay.
You'd like Brian.
I like a lot of people.
He's got some good theories.
Really?
He'll like Brian.
Oh, okay. That does bring up a question I do have. This might be a hot topic for some people. Christian Christmas music year-round. What are your thoughts?
Phil Wickham's good.
that's just a general statement.
Phil Wickham's Christmas.
I mean, we're not disagreeing with you, but that wasn't the question of whether Phil Wickham was good or not.
I definitely think Kiss Christmas music is about the only stuff I'll listen to.
You don't like Jingle Bell?
No. Something about it is just not. Phil Wickham's music just has good flow.
Yeah.
I mean, I could listen to it year round. It just doesn't fit.
You know, he's got a really good Christmas album, King Country.
Yes.
Their album
also
really good.
Dude, Tommy Prophet.
I saw them in concert.
Yeah. What's the name of that album?
Tommy Prophet.
Drummer Boy Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. I went and saw them in concert, and they had
Winter
like
Jam. That's what it is.
No,
that's Caleb.
I don't like Winter Jam.
Winter Jam has like. Rappers and
it's like a Caleb like festival I think that they put
King and Country has a cool
King and Country
story.
Is honestly one of my favorite
very
have any of
singers.
You watched the movie
I want to
I didn't
I watched one of their movies because they came out with a movie a while back. It was called Priceless and it was about something about like human trafficking and stuff. They came out with it was really good.
So what are your thoughts then on Christian Christmas music year round? My thought process is, you don't have the cross without the birth. Okay?
Okay.
I don't listen to like Jingle Bells year round. I mean, I'll listen to it through, you know, November to middle of January.
Yeah.
But like, you can't have the one without the other. They need to be, in my opinion, they need to be both be year round because they are both such an important part of the story. To Christianity and our salvation, that you can't just cut out the one only for Christmas time. No, you can play more Christmas music, you know, through Christmas season.
Yeah.
But you need to incorporate it year round, in my opinion.
So, like, I think We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think that's one that you need to listen to year round.
Yeah. No.
Like, that's just too specific.
But that's not a Christian Christmas song, is it?
I think you could listen to, like, Away in a Manger.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair. Even Joy to the World.
Mm-hmm.
Star of Wonder, like What Child Is This?
Yep.
Stuff like that, specifically to Christ himself, I think is fair.
Yeah, anything that has
but
to
like
do with the birth
Jingle
of Christ.
Bells, I'm probably not going to listen to. I mean, it's just not. But I agree with what you're saying.
Agreed.
I guess I don't, personally, I don't care. I don't want to say I don't care. Like, I don't have a problem with, I listen to Christmas music usually around Christmas. Occasionally, I'll get the like weird itch, like,
yeah.
I feel like listening to Christmas music.
Christmas
go
music in July.
It. Yeah. But I don't particularly listen to it all year round, but I don't judge people that do.
Well, like, Tommy Prophet has two songs that I really appreciate. Oh Holy Night. It's a great, great Christmas song, but it's a great song about, you know, the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
And then Noel. Another great song by him. And I personally think that it needs to be played year-round. I don't think you can rule it out only for Christmas time. You can play it more so, more often.
Have you listened to his rendition of Mary, Did You Know?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. Tommy Prophet has some good music. So.
That's kind of my hot topic. I want Jeremy Riddle to come out with a Christmas album.
I'm going to say something that might get me crucified on here. I think Jeremy Riddle is overrated. Like, we played one of his songs, two of his songs at church today. And Caleb Wolf leaned over to me, which, shout out Timber Co. Builders.
Sponsor, please.
Caleb leaned over and he's like, greatest song ever written. Oh, and boy. I think it's a good song.
Which one was it?
Psalm 63.
Okay.
It's a great song. I love the song, yeah. But I think it's overrated. It's a good song,
yeah,
but I don't think it's the greatest. But then again, what is the greatest song?
Well, that's, you can't, there isn't
a great song. I know, but I'm just saying, like, I think there are better Christian songs, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Riddle is very feelings-oriented and just, like, really in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
See,
I like Jeremy Riddle.
So I would actually.
I'm not talking bad about him at all.
Yeah.
I'm not. I love his music. I don't want it to sound like I don't like his music.
Yeah.
I just think he's a little overrated.
So I see what you're getting at with, like, the feelings oriented thing, but I feel like
you just said feelings. So let's make sure this is truth and not just based off of our feelings.
Yeah. But I guess you can make
that argument. I need to speak to myself.
You can make that argument about a lot of Christian music, modern Christian music.
So do you think we need to go back to hymns?
No.
Hey! Matthew's not.
But I don't think we should rule out hymns.
No. Oh, no.
I think there's a fine mixture.
I think we need to see what the Catholics do.
Do you want to open that can of worms right now?
I'll call him sick for tomorrow. But no, I don't think there's a right or wrong, like, music to play. I mean, obviously there's wrong. I mean, you should play Christian oriented music, and obviously there's some music that's easier to sing along to than others.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have a problem with, like, Toby Mac. I actually like some of his songs. I would never want to hear him in church though.
Yeah.
Agreed. I would agree with that.
But actually, I would say the thing is, my problem with saying Jeremy Riddle's feelings orientated, then who? So do you like Phil Wickham better than Jerry Riddle?
I think they're different styles.
But they are. But I would say Phil Wickham's just as feeling orientated as.
I would agree. Jeremy Riddle. I just think Phil Wickham is a more modernized version of Jeremy Riddle.
Yeah.
Like, he just has more instruments. He's a little bit more upbeat, whereas Jeremy Riddle does hymns. I mean.
Yeah,
and adds
his
instruments.
His version of Blessed Assurance is really good.
But you could say Shane and Shane do the same thing with their take on hymns.
Oh, I love Shane and Shane. I think they do a great job.
No, Shane and Claire are here.
Oh, what's up, guys? You don't have to be scared.
They scared me. I walked out there and I was like, oh.
Boo.
Do you guys want a brownie and ice cream?
I do.
Sure.
I mean, sure.
No pressure. I was just seeing because we're
going to. I feel pressure, but
sounds great.
No, I want one.
But. Where were we?
Anyways,
Shane and Shane.
Yeah. Shane and Shane. Okay, Shane and Shane do the exact same thing.
I don't really like
Jeremy
Shane
Riddle.
And Shane.
I do.
Like, are you kidding me? No, I would. I would listen to Shane and Shane over Jeremy Riddle.
But what? Really?
Because their songs feel more authentic to me.
Why does it feel okay. authentic?
The reason I say that is because Jeremy Riddle's drummer. Now I'm going off of what he said. He said that Jeremy Riddle was very critical. As a worship leader.
In what way?
Very, like, emotionally abusive. I don't know. I have no affiliation with Jeremy Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
You can come on the podcast if you want.
I mean, we got to have a little bit of a filter where we filter people through. We don't need, you know, Barack Obama on here.
If he wanted to, though, I would let him come on. I would 100% talk to Barack Obama for a little bit. I'd be probably disagreeing with most things, but I would love to have him on. Come on, please.
Or not. I mean, I don't really care.
I don't care. I mean, yeah, do what you want. But if he's never going to hear this. But if he does, I would.
I mean, don't limit yourself.
I want him on, and I want Donald Trump to walk in during it, and I want them to talk.
Obamacare. Sorry. Okay, anyways, that's completely off topic.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's go back. So
like, I've just heard, and this is all from what the drummer said, they actually left their church because of issues with the leadership and Jeremy Riddle.
Wow. So you're saying he was too focused on it being perfect and not as much for the Lord. Is that what you're getting at? I know that's kind of a tricky thing to say, and I'm not saying that's what you think, but you can maybe say that's kind of what I understood the situation to be.
The way I understood it is, it was Jeremy's way or it was no way.
Okay.
That's the way I understood it. It wasn't necessarily about ushering in the Holy Spirit as much as it was, you know, look at me in this moment, like, I am so holy because, like, I'm singing slow, I'm singing very methodically.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it sounded. I don't know if it is that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be something that I would genuinely be interested in, you know, hearing.
So, you bring that topic up. So there.
Really?
Check his truck.
All we have is knives.
Do you have any?
Do you guys still want some?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Don't have any silverware?
No, just knives.
Dude, you've got to get her a good wedding gift, man. You've got to get her.
Do we have any in my truck?
I don't know. Probably not. No, the only thing we have is like hot sauce packets from Taco Bell.
We got to figure out how to kill some time now because I want Dawson to be here. Are you leaving? You got to look in your truck?
Maybe.
Okay, then go. Because I want to wait for you until I bring this next topic up because you brought up something.
And
it brings up some spicy conversations.
This will be interesting.
This might be very good. And it's not judgment. It's just how I feel about something.
This is all, I would say, as we've gotten older, we've started going to more, I don't want to say church functions because they're not church functions, but like passion. I love passion. I think Passion Conference is doing a great thing. You know, they're reaching out to our generation, you know, 18 to 25 year olds. So there's definitely a need for it and a want, a desire to be, you know, in a relationship with Christ. But I think they're looking for the authentic, like Asbury College, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see any big names play in Asbury College.
Yeah.
There were some big names that went and attended for a day, but none of the leadership of Asbury College, like, you can't say any of them ushered in the Holy Spirit in the revival there.
Which I'm personally a big fan of it. I like the people taking control.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
So what I'm bringing up, because you say what you understood is a lack of authenticity.
Okay.
That is part of the reason why I am not a huge fan of Traders Point Church.
And that's fair.
I go there. I see the fog. I see the lights.
The fog is not as bad as Northview.
It's not.
Northview was heavy. But on why the fog. Is there you any? Could smell it.
Why is there any? What benefit does that reap to the Holy Spirit?
It's for their lighting. See, you do the fog, and then the lights that they use to like for their ambient lighting on the stage and stuff to turn it colors.
But you're feeding into my conversation. What benefit does that bring to the Holy Spirit?
They don't need all the lights and stuff, but the fog is for the lights. Because whenever you shine those lights, it's like frosting
on lights. So it's not like direct sun, it's not like a direct beam of light. It's like a frosting, so it like dulls it a little bit, but it still adds ambient.
It's like ambient
ambiance.
But what does that do to the Holy Spirit?
I want to say this. None of us knew about Trader's Point until. Like, Trader's Point is 40 minutes away from us. I think everyone needs to know. You knew about it before?
Yeah, my violin teacher went there
for a while. Well, Bethany went there?
She did.
Really?
I don't know if she told us. I don't know if she played keys or violin there. She did for a while.
I could see it, seeing the size of most of the people there. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like for us... Did I miss something? For us to hear...
Man, I'd really like a brownie and ice cream.
That'd sure be nice.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Take some time, guys.
That would feel bad.
They were trying to make it perfect for you.
I'll take it.
I feel bad now.
I got an edge. So give it to me.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, back to our topic.
Okay.
Okay, you were talking, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how I've heard it said, but like, God promotes a church when, like, they're the center of the churches. Like, they're not doing it for views or... You see what I'm trying to say? I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
When
it's not about the church, it's about Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're just doing it because they're just trying to get a good church sermon and reach people and whatever. And so, like, I feel like it, for us to hear about it, I feel like, you know, God's spreading the word a little bit. I don't think that Fog is adding or taking anything away from it. Mm-hmm. I see how you could feel like it's putting on a show a little bit, but I do feel like it says something that there's people far away hearing about it and going to it. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, to make one quick point, you're speaking specifically to the music worship side, correct, Matthew?
I am.
Because the sermons there are on point. You cannot say that their sermons are not Christ-centered. Yeah. And I know you feel that way.
I agree with that.
I'm never disagreed with that.
I was actually speaking about that with one of the... I don't know if he's an elder anymore at our church right now, but he preaches pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. And he said that that's something with Victory that... Victory doesn't have that, you know. Trader's Point does is their sermons are convicting.
Mm-hmm.
They are thought-provoking. They are not too much to go over your head, but they're not too little to underfeed you.
Mm-hmm.
They are just right in stimulation of the mind, and then you go back to the Word, and you deepen your search.
So I think what helps them, too, is they, like, at least when I went there, they stick to one part of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the biggest things that people get lost on is when we have all this jumping around
mm-hmm.
in sermons. But so I guess my point with the Fog and the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of lighting in there and the audio systems, where could that money be spent elsewhere that it would further the Holy Spirit? Because doing that is not furthering the Holy Spirit.
You get a bigger crowd, you need a bigger platform to reach.
So, I understand that, and I'm not saying they can't have.
I mean, their building compared to Victory's is, it's a warehouse, dude. I mean,
our sanctuary would fit in their foyer.
Seriously.
Oh yeah.
So, like, I know it seems like a lot, but also that place holds five times the people.
I'm not arguing for the size of the church to change. I'm not arguing for it necessarily. I'm bringing up my concerns with it, mm-hmm. is how focused do we have to get with making, like you said, with how everything's got to be perfect, it's got to be my way or the highway, and how that takes focus away from the Holy Spirit. Do you bring any focus to the Holy Spirit with a $500,000 speaker system in your church?
No, but you're...
I understand. Okay, I don't think that's fair to compare it to that, because you still have to get the message out.
I agree with that.
Trying to further your message. Like, we were given the go-ahead to spend more money on the budget for Victory. Do we have to? No. Do we... would it be nice for when we go out and do more outside events? Of course it would be nice. That means we don't have to take everything out of Victory. And we can leave it somewhat set up so we are more efficient with...
Sunday mornings
and then any of our outdoor events that we do.
Mm-hmm. So that's not necessarily what I'm arguing for. What I'm arguing for is the... How do you word this?
I don't think it's fair to argue against the audio system.
I'm not arguing against having an audio system. I'm not saying that the preacher and the singers just need to sing extra loud and speak extra loud and not have any microphones. But I'm arguing for, do we need one that matches what a football stadium has?
I would argue some football...
You better hurt yourself, weren't you?
Nope.
I don't think that's fair, though. I would say it's a fair argument for the Fog.
I'll agree with the lighting.
But it's not fair to argue the sound system because you...
I would rather,
can just as easily turn people away because it sounds crappy.
Yeah. I can't
as
hear...
As you can with the Fog.
Yeah.
I will not go back to a church because it sounds bad.
Yeah. auger.
If the the fog is not a deal breaker to me. The audio is, because if I can't clearly understand what is being portrayed, mm-hmm. then it's not worth my time.
Well, I'm not saying that we need to have, you know, a sound system from 1975.
Well, what are you arguing then?
I'm arguing for, is it too excessive?
I don't think so.
They've done.
Okay,
I don't
think how that money could have been spent elsewhere. Look at the equipment that we have.
Yeah.
Right at Victory. Now shrink that church down to our size. Would you not agree that they would probably have an equivalent size of equipment that we don't need much more than we have?
I think theirs is excessive.
But they're five times the church.
If you're comparing to Victory, then
I'm not comparing it to Victory. That's like comparing apples to oranges, in my opinion. Yeah. I'm comparing it to, and maybe Victory's is excessive. I don't really know.
I don't think Victory's
is on the underside.
Yeah,
I think Victory's Victory's is fine.
Victory needs a lot of new stuff and bigger equipment. Like we were just talking today, we need, quite frankly, a new soundboard and bigger speakers.
Yeah.
Why? And honestly, we need to start updating some of our equipment because channels go bad on soundboards,
mm-hmm.
cables go bad. Speakers, if you do want to push good volume and you want to push it loud, you have to get bigger and better speakers. And then you have to get a bigger stage box for more people. You have to, I mean, it's a whole bunny trail that just splits out into a big oak tree. I mean,
I'm not arguing saying that we need to, you know, oh, Steph's breaking down. This channel's not even working. There's no audio coming through when there's supposed to be. Obviously, that's an issue. Because like you said, I agree with you that people have to be heard clearly or the message isn't going to be portrayed clearly.
Yeah.
You're just saying buy cheap equipment.
No. I'm saying why buy more than what you need when you can use that excess money. Now, I guess you can make an argument for growth.
Doesn't the Bible say, you know, plan for the future? You don't plan for what you're at now, but you plan for the future? I mean, mm-hmm. that's what we're trying to decide with the church that we would like to build. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
You can't plan for what you have now. You have to plan, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road. And with as big as Trader's Point is, I mean, they've got how many satellite campuses?
Three.
Not necessarily the highest quality of audio equipment, but you have pretty close to. I mean, you have to have top-notch equipment or it's just not worth it for all those other satellite campuses, and that's a whole nother can of worms in itself. Mm-hmm. But we can open that some other day. I don't feel like fishing right now.
I would go fishing, not do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see what you're saying, Matthew. I don't necessarily disagree, but I don't agree exactly what you're pointing at that we that what they're spending money on. I personally, I don't think fog machines are worth it. I think they start to smell really musty.
Yeah.
So I get annoyed. But like I said, if I can't hear the speaker clearly, and if he can't portray his thoughts to the vast majority of the conversation, then it's not worth my time.
I will say I am less concerned about the speaker system than I am about, I'd agree with you on that. I'm more concerned about, like, because I think the fog machine is also there too to make it feel more emotional.
The fog is completely unnecessary.
If you have to make something feel emotional, you're missing the point.
Yep.
You're 100% missing the point. And that's my issue. Why would you ever buy that fog machine? Because I think you're missing the point.
Wouldn't you say some people need to be called out to... Now, this is kind of a separate issue, if you will. But like me, I'm not a big hand raiser, and I know that Trader's Point does this, and I don't necessarily like it because I feel like, you know, I'm being pressed into it. But it's sometimes good to be pushed out of your comfort zones. I'm not saying the fog machine does that, but I think that it can be good for you. Not always. I do think it is a little old that it has to be every Sunday, you know. Get up, clap your hands, raise your hands, put your hands on your neighbor, take your neighbor's money, you know. Marry your neighbor's wife, you know. I'm just kidding. But it gets to be a little crazy that it happens every Sunday. But I think it's good every once in a while to be like, it's okay to raise your hands. Yeah. There's no condemnation.
I think there should be shown that there's more no condemnation.
A yeah.
And not a...
But, let's do it. Yeah. I mean, I can see, you know, when you go to a concert, they're telling you to clap along to the song. It's no different. But people portray it different because they're like, it's not genuine.
If they're
is it genuine at the concert? I mean, you still want the people to be involved.
Yeah,
you should.
You should be involved.
Yeah. You should be involved.
Not everyone's a hand raiser. I'm not. I know Dawson isn't.
No.
I look over every time we go together and... He's not. He's not. No, he's not a Mikey Hinkle, but he is definitely. Wow. I mean, he's a Mark Hufford. Honestly, no. My dad even probably raises his
hands. I was gonna say I've seen your dad raise his hand multiple times.
Listen, I can get into worship. I have nothing against worship. Oh, I'm just not.
I am not an emotional. Like, and I don't portray my emotions very well.
Maybe Maybe I'm just too scared to like do it. But honestly, that's just I don't really. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, anyway. we've got to get off of the deep, methodical topics.
They're going forever. You can stick it to the same
thing. Dude, it's been an hour and a half already.
Really?
Longest one?
I know. I have one last story I want Dawson to tell, and then we can decide if we want to wrap it up or not.
I'd be fine with that.
Wrapping it up after that? This was another job that we did. It was... quite interesting. I about can't keep a straight face.
Best.
Keep a straight face when thinking about it. I mean, this was a very this is a very nice family.
Oh man,
that was working on their house.
I think it's fair to
okay.
It was in, was it Franklin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, we were never told where the bathroom was until the second day.
It was too late.
I will leave it with that. I will let Dawson finish this.
Well, Franklin is south of Indy. Southeast of Indy towards like Cincinnati. But it's like hill jack down there really bad.
Yeah. Oh, so many hillbillies.
I mean, like we got out of the truck. The guy comes out to meet us, and he's in his coveralls with no shirt on and no shoes.
And his hands were so clammy.
He's like, I don't even think I can remember. Nicest guy.
Oh, so nice.
But your hand could have slipped out of his.
His kids were so nice as well.
Yeah, so did his family, really. But, yeah, definitely hill jack. And anyway, we were doing water drains on their cellar, essentially. And
it could have been more than just a cellar. I mean,
yeah,
it was under their master bedroom.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so they did not tell us where the restroom was. There was like nothing around. And so, I don't want to give too much detail, but
I want detail.
I mean, I had to go to the bathroom, honestly. And
number one or number two?
Yeah, number two.
Okay.
And, well, yeah. And so Drew's like, dude, just go get a bucket. It'll be fine. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm not going to lower myself to do that. And,
dude, he started slowing down production because he couldn't focus on work. Okay.
I know after this we need to finish, but I actually have another story to bring up after this topic because this kind of goes along with what you're saying. Just keep going.
No, so I go to the truck finally. I mean, this has probably been 20 minutes after Drew gives the idea.
He's like, you know, like when kids have to like use the bathroom, they just kind of do the leg stomp. Like Dawson is doing the grown-up version of the toddler leg stomp because he has to use the bathroom so bad in this person's basement.
But no, so I go grab like a 5-gallon bucket and line it with the trash bag.
Mind you, I am in the corner dying like 15 laughing. By
15. You just recorded like 10 foot away from me. Oh, he took pictures.
Hey,
it might be TMI.
One time we picked a lock on the dude while he's taking a crap at work and just kicked the door open up and just started taking pictures.
Joe? Was it really? That's awesome. Oh, man. Long story short, we used the bucket as a toilet. And then bottom of this dude's basement.
I mean, they were not the wiser.
Nature calls.
And then
It really
right
was
after Dawson does it, I just start shaming him into, how could you do this in the customer's basement when I just told him to do it? I thought it was hilarious.
So I know we should end this, but I have a quick story because it kind of goes along with that. So I was working a job, and I was at this barn, and it was with Timberkill Builders. We won't mention the name of any of the other details in that. But
for those that know, they know.
Yeah. Who knows, knows. I needed to go to the bathroom. And Darren and Connor were there. And I was like, all right, guys, we got this set up. Can you finish, like, I don't know if we put a sheet of metal up. Was like, finish screwing this up and maybe get the other sheet brought around here. I'm going to go use the bathroom. And I was like, I didn't think the toilet was inside was working. So I walk down the lane into the woods, find a tree.
Dude, lean so up did Caleb.
Did he really?
Caleb took a roll of toilet paper with him into the woods.
I mean, when they...
I see him walking back and, like, half the toilet paper was gone.
Goodness. But to be honest, I would do that, honestly, before doing it, going in a Port-A-John.
I agree.
Like that. A nasty... Yeah. 100%. I would do the bucket.
Have you seen the Port-A-Johns that are, like, overflowing?
Yes. Yeah. Remember when we went to Utah?
Yes.
Did you go with those? Yes. Those are disgusting. I walked in there. I saw like the mound of rubbish. I didn't even look. I just like turned towards the urinal part and just went.
I know the bucket sounds gross, but seriously,
it was so
it's
clean.
It's not. It is
trash bag.
It is cleaner than a porta john.
100%.
I would totally.
It's uncomfortable though.
No, it's edges not. Are so small. It is.
It's kind of gross talking about it, but seriously, I would use over porta john.
But anyway,
every day of the week,
I lean. You know, I go up against the street, do my business. I'm on my way back. And we start working, and later that day, I didn't know where Darren was. And then he came around the corner, and he goes, where'd you go? Oh, I just got finished taking a crap. And I was like, oh, where'd you go? In the toilet. Like, there's water in it? Well, it flushed, so I think so.
He did a little nature documentary out in the woods. Welcome back to Matthew's Nature Walk.
If you saw that, you wouldn't know what species of animal that was. Okay, that's probably enough. We probably shouldn't end it there.
Okay, I got to tell this one story. Okay, yeah.
We need to make it quick. This is a long podcast.
Yeah. Anyways, so one of the guys on the floor fire department, I will make sure he remains nameless.
I think I've heard this story.
Anyways, he was on a house fire.
Yeah.
And... I mean, when the inside of a house is burning up, it's not like you can be like, hey, I gotta go in there and take a crap. So he actually goes back into the woods as well. But he doesn't have any toilet paper.
Oh, no.
He has wool socks.
Oh! Yeah,
he took off one of his socks and used it to wipe with.
Came back.
Dude. Like with his boot hanging off, just barefoot on the one foot. And now his nickname's Old Wooly One Sock, so. Yeah.
Well earned.
It is a well earned nickname. I mean, nice guy, great guy. It's so funny.
That's hilarious. That's disgusting, though.
Oh, it's that's very funny. Gross, but it's just.
I can't.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? I mean.
Dude, honestly, I would let it just. I think.
No, not in your bunker gear. I would not let it go. Do you know how gross that is?
Underwear and your pants on between you.
I'm going to have to work in that.
I mean, yeah, but
Yeah,
but then you're sockless. No. Matthew, would rather have that in my pants than be a sock on.
I will
my
go out of decommission until my wife brings me a new pair of socks.
Yeah, but you might not have that option depending on the house fire.
I'm out of commission then.
Matthew, you would poop yourself?
No, I'm not saying poop myself, but I was saying I wouldn't wipe.
No, it is.
What?
Okay, you made it sound like you would let it go
in
your pants. You did not clarify. You did not clarify that you would not
wipe. That's my bad. No, what I meant was I would go do what he did in the woods, but I just wouldn't wipe. That's what I meant.
That's fair enough. That's fair.
That's what I would do. I would not sacrifice a sock, because your boots and without socks is going to suck.
I would even argue a leaf. It's better than that.
Poison ivy. You grab poison ivy, it's dark out. Dude, it's soft.
One of my friends did that in the woods. It wasn't poison ivy. It was stinging nettles.
Oh!
He wiped with that in the woods.
No.
That'll make somebody antsy in the pantsy.
Terrible word. All right, we got to end this.
Oh, man.
on that terrible disappointment. It's time then.
You want to sign us off, Matthew?
Sure. Well, thank you, Dawson and Bryant, for coming on.
Yeah, pleasure. This is a lot of fun.
Pleasure to have you.
We will have you back on after you're married so you can just share about life experiences.
No, for sure.
I'll be with you guys. Certain ones.
This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. But, yeah. Appreciate you guys coming on. We'll catch you next time. Hey, wait. Before we go, we should do a Bible verse.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Derek, for reminding us.
No, that was Maley.
Oh, Maley. I'm sorry. No, thank you, Derek.
We like you. Derek, come on the podcast, please. It'd be great fun.
Hey, we should shout him out for free because...
Fisher's Associates?
Yeah.
Fisher Financial?
Yeah.
If you want your finances done, Fisher Financial's where to go. Johnny, Abe, Luke. I don't know Luke very well, but I heard he's Derek's good.
Slipping him a five for that, so...
My Bible app won't load. I have no service.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do. Let's end it there. Thank you. Signing off. See you guys.